Welcome to Caribbean Voices, a program bringing the Caribbean Basin to light with music, discussion, and interviews. Issues will include art, music, literature, food, politics, and social elements for the 700 islands that make up the Caribbean. Each island celebrates its culture differently. The Cropover Festival in Barbados began as a party for the enslaved by the slave owner at the end of the sugar crop season. Cutting cane is one of the worst jobs in agriculture. Sugar cane is tough and requires a lot of muscle power to cut. Even with the end of slavery, blacks still cut cane in the Caribbean. A film describing how harshly blacks were treated by their white employers in Martinique in the 1930s is Sugar Cane Alley, a 1983 film directed by Eucheine Palsy. What began in Barbados as a party for the enslaved has changed over the years to become a money-making venture benefiting the entire Bajan society. The festival brings tourists to the island in a three-month-long festival that ends on August the 5th with a grand parade known as Kaduma Day. The festival began originally as a cart parade with food and drink in each mill yard and has grown to an $80 million economic activity billed as a tourist festival. The festival dates back to 1687 and features singing, dancing accompanied by bottles filled with water, shack-shack, banjo, triangle, fiddle, guitar, and bones that sounded like this. Carts used to pull the sugar cane out of the field were decorated with flowers, plantain shag, or strips of old cloth. Leading the parade would be a woman dressed in white with a bright flower tucked into her white head tie. Closing the parade would be Mr. Harding. Trousers, coat, and top hat would be stuffed with cane leaves. At the end of the festival, the effigy would be burnt as a symbol of hope to get through the hard times after the harvest when work was less. The burning was stopped in 1983, but not before the Mighty Gabby won the first ever Cropover Road March title with his song, Burn, Mr. Harding. Here is a recording of the Mighty Gabby.
Burn the star and burn the star and burn the star and burn. Burn the star and burn the star and burn the star and burn. Jackie Opel tell me Friday night. He said, Gabby, you got plenty work to do. That's why I bring this special drink to you. Please write a special song for me. Fill it with sweet, sweet harmony. Praise it like a true calypso for the Cropover Show. And then you could call it a Cadoumen. Aquadumen, make it beautiful, make it excellent. Gabby sing it for me, Cropover Aquadumen. And you could burn the star in, burn the star in, burn the star in, burn. Burn the star in, burn the star in, burn the star in, burn. Burn the star in, burn the star in, burn the star in, burn. Burn the star in, burn the star in, burn the star in, burn. He sing Trinidad Carnival that shine like star. Down in Brazil, they got the Mardi Gras. But here in Bim, we got a different thing. It's Cropover that make me jump and sing. It's a brass band, will pass mid-afternoon. Steel band, will beat a moving tune. heaven calling. Hakka-doo-man. Make it beautiful, make it excellent. Yeah, be singing for we come over Hakka-doo-man. And we could burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Stadium. The bands will parade all around the ground, and people will be jumping up and down. Then they go head back for the streets, marching and jamming on their feet to the garrison for last run. Cause right there, Harding will burn. And then we gon' call it Hakka-doo-man, Hakka-doo-man, Hakka-doo-man. It is beautiful, it is excellent. You'll be singing for me, crop over Hakka-doo-man. And we could burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. I was lying there between sleep and wake, and then my whole body started to shake. And then touched me over my left eye. It was Jackie saying so long goodbye. I then went for paper and pen. Words true, they all came in one pen. It didn't take me very long to write this proper song. So look, I can call it Hakka-doo-man, Hakka-doo-man, Hakka-doo-man. It is beautiful, it is excellent. Thank you, Jackie, for this crop of a cartoon. And look up, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn. Hey, somebody tell the rock. Burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin, burn Mr. Harlin.
We just heard Burn Mr. Harding by the Mighty Gabby in 1983. The Cropover Festival began to decline along with the sugar industry during the Second World War, though oral history projects in Barbados indicate that the festival did not die out completely for 30 years. The Barbados government in 1974 wanted to attract tourists to the island during the slow season. Cropover is full of music, so let's listen to some of the Calypso Monarchs of Barbados. The 2018 winner was Anderson Mr. Blood Armstrong. As the winner, he received a fully loaded Nissan X-Trail with comprehensive insurance after singing two songs, Sexual Harassment and Stars and Stripes. Let's listen to Sexual Harassment.
I went in my mental archives to see if I could recall any female when I was growing up who ever harassed me at all. If she ever made the slightest gesture inappropriately, I seek in redress and she could contest my charge as the case may be. Now I notice millions being awarded to women especially, but I don't see why men cannot sue as well, in fairness to everybody. So if you know you used to harass me and your guilty conscience now pricks, don't care how many years ago it was, you ain't getting away with it. So if you wink at me all amongst your tongue flung cleavage, then I am around, legs improperly crossed when you're sitting down.
The 2017 Calypso monarch of Barbados was Ian Webster, referred to as iWeb. A previous monarch winner and a music teacher at a secondary school, he began his singing at 16 with an a cappella group, became a lead singer for a band, and then sang a song, Reply to the Wedding, making music fun of the Mighty Gabby. He sang two songs, Salesman and Pray for the Souls. Let's listen to Pray for the Souls, dedicated to all the families who have lost loved ones due to vehicular tragedies.
Into morning life takes a new perspective. No relative leaving home is a norm. In the day or night, you assume they go, then you get a call that change your life. Suddenly, misery seems replete, 'cause now you can't get no sleep. Shocked to be told how the car skid and roll, body's lifeless and cold, ready for 6 feet or more, 'cause death's got a hold of a young life that screams from a pole, of the wild side, what a sight to behold. Ah, another gone by, we pray for the saints, we pray for the saints. Candy rum is for drinking, cosmic tourists and motorcycles for wheeling. But do you ever consider the lives that you put at risk when you on the road engaging in random recklessness? Hey, seriously, driver, can't you see your quest for speed? You will inject it with greed. They say you need a thrill, but look, another man just get killed. Another tale to be told, another addict to heaven's roll. 'Cause death's got a hold of a man's life that screams from a pole, of the wild side, what a sight to behold. Ah, another gone by. We pray for the souls. We pray for the souls. We pray for the souls.
Today we raise our voice in prayer, linking a certain level of thinking, but we're wincing as we listen to stories of souls hurting, the pain of every name print in we brain, but we pray to raise the refrain again to console a country in need of healing energy. Father, feel for we.
I see how you're hustling just to feed your family, but transporting passengers safely you always neglecting. To get a $2 race in your colleagues side by side, around the corner bus come in the tree, how you collide. Like a movie, mass casualty, police on the scene with a medical team. Now, who can console a parent out of control? She daughter 15 years old, she will never come home. Death got a hold of a young life that screams from a pole, of the wild side, what a sight to behold. Another gone
We have been listening to Pray for the Souls, sung by iWeb. In 2016, Aziza Clark sang her two songs, Bring Back Respect and One People, One Nation. She sings calypso, but also sings R&B and gospel. She gives voice lessons to children in her community. Let's listen to Bring Back Respect.
An old man was telling me a story about the way people acted years ago. He said they had manners and decency, but now them ain't got that no more. Young men acting cruel, young girls behaving rude, no respect for man, woman, or child. They don't say thank you, please, or how do you do? It seems as if respect gone into exile. Beijing people like they cussing,
bring back respect.
Even in front of little children,
bring back respect.
Students beating up their teachers,
bring back respect.
This is USA bad behavior.
Bring back respect.
You see, you better change your ways and go back to the days when politeness was the key to true Bajan hospitality. So whatever you say or you do, you should give respect where respect is due. That's why I am telling you, you should give respect where respect is due. Good morning and good evening without fail. And if they forget, they had to seek shelter, if not plenty licks in their tail. Respect used to be the hallmark of society. Now common courtesy don't happen again. Things you see on Facebook, on Instagram, take a look, and you will see why respect gone down the drain. They treat you just like a rank outsider.
Bring back respect.
Mother partying with she daughter.
Bring back respect.
See them smoking a spliff together.
Bring back respect.
Same thing in government. Cussing in parliament. Make it like it used to be, a place of respectability. So if you're vexed or if you're feeling blue, you should give respect. That's why I am telling you, you should give respect where respect is due. He said that men is part of the problem, causing women plenty pain and regret. They get them pregnant and abandon them. Deadbeat that ain't got no respect. Go to an event, private or government, when the anthem play, you will be amazed. Some people talking loud, others mingling with the crowd. It appears that disrespect is no one who prays. Naked departure or banning,
bring back respect.
Disobey just they scandalizing,
bring back respect.
Social disrespect now emerging,
bring back respect.
You in a conversation but still you're texting,
bring back respect.
All this technology impacting with family, cheating on the internet. Now you know why we must bring back respect. It's the right and only thing to do. You should give respect where respect is due. That's why I am imploring you, should give respect where respect is due. So whatever you say or you do, you should give respect. if you're vexed or if you're feeling blue.
Crapover has music, food, dance, and entertainment going nonstop for weeks. To think that this rich culture has come from cutting cane, one of the worst jobs on the planet, of enslaved people, to bringing tourist money into a society to benefit all. As your host, Lyra Rhodes, I must end this episode about Crapover with one band I've enjoyed for many years, Red Plastic Bag, with their Crapover song of 2018, I Am Alive. For more content and information on Caribbean Voices, visit caribbeanvoices.uga.edu. This podcast is sponsored by LACSI at the University of Georgia and the Grady College. Here is Red Plastic Bag and I Am Alive. Enjoy.